Hi again, everyone. Welcome to podcast number 4 for LTA's The Foreigner by Larry Hsu, directed by Frank Pasqualino, produced by Rachel Alberts and Michelle Bell. Well, this time we're going to take a look at how some of the actors got involved in this show, sort of a continuation from our last podcast. And we actually won't get through everybody, so look for this to continue even more in the next podcast. Hope you're enjoying all this. Please come out and see the show. We're running for about one more week until October 3rd, and you can get your tickets by going to thelittletheater.com or by calling the box office at 703-683-0496. We look forward to seeing you out there at the Little Theater of Alexandria. And so here are a couple of actors talking about how they came to be involved in this show. All right, well, so we are here with...
Nicole Gayden.
Yes, and Nicole, I'd like to know a little bit about how you got involved with this production of The Foreigner.
Sure, okay. Well, I moved to the DC area about a year ago from Minneapolis, and I was very involved in theater over there. And I moved here and realized I didn't know anyone in the theater community or really where to find auditions or any of that kind of thing. So it took me a really long time to get involved. And I also don't have a car, which makes it a little more challenging because you have to find things that are kind of metro accessible. So I had done a lot of searching, and I finally found LTA and saw that they were doing The Foreigner, which is a show that my high school had done after I graduated, and my college also did it my senior year, but I was in another production. And I'd seen it twice and absolutely loved it. I just thought it was a hilarious show and had always thought it would be fun to play Catherine. So I thought I would go out and audition for it, and it worked out.
I guess the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, exactly.
So has it been, you know, your expectations of this going in and everything like that? I mean, it sounds like it was specifically a show you really wanted to do, mm-hmm. as well as being convenient. Is that mm-hmm. on? Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
And has it been, you know, as much fun as you expected it to be, or, you know?
It's been actually even more fun than I expected it to be. I don't know. The cast is amazing. They're such fun people. They're extremely talented, and they've got it together. So it was really fun to go into a show and have committed people, and working with Frank is just awesome. And really, I mean, everyone at LTA is extremely professional and fun to work with. So yeah, and they spoil us a little bit, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, definitely true. So this is your first, this is your theatrical debut in the DC area?
That's right, on the East Coast.
Wow, oh, on the East Coast.
Yes.
Oh, wow, geez, okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, you have definitely been spoiled. There's no doubt. LTA is a fantastic place to work, I have to say. And you said you came from Minneapolis, Minnesota?
I did, yes.
Oh, but you don't seem to have that Minnesota accent that everybody has up there.
Well, I'm originally from Montana, and both of my parents are from Minnesota. And so when I was looking at schools, I decided to look in the Minnesota area because I had so many relatives out there, and I didn't want to go in Montana, so I just sort of took a look and found a school that was actually perfect for me. I went to the College of St. Benedict, which is near St. Cloud, and yeah, it was amazing.
And you said that you were very involved in theater in Minneapolis. Is
mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
does that go back into, I mean, did you major in theater, or?
I did, actually, yes. I was a theater major, music minor, so it was one of those things that I loved it, so I thought I would give it a shot, not really knowing what I would do after I graduated, but you know, it all worked out. And then once I did graduate, I ended up getting a job down in the Twin Cities and moved down there and just started doing community theater shows there. So
professionally speaking, have you done a whole lot of work, or has it all been basically community theater type stuff?
I have not done any professional work yet, but I would love to.
Okay, so her phone number is...
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's excellent. And what types of shows were you doing before? Are they all these types of farce comedy types of things, or?
You know, I'm actually I'm very into classical theater, so I did a lot of Shakespeare. So it's actually fun to do something like this that's so different and honestly, that you can get a lot of people excited to go to, because because not everyone is a Shakespeare fan the way I am.
No.
So, right? It's hard to believe.
Yeah, no, I thought everybody just loved Shakespeare all the time.
Well, I do.
Well, excellent. Okay, cool. And so as far as, like, your day job, it allows you time to, I mean, we had our rehearsals in the evening, obviously, on the weekend.
Right.
What is it that you do just, you know, during the day?
I work for a company called Patagonia, which makes outdoor clothing, and they're fantastic to work for. They treat their employees really well, and they also give me great flexibility. I have a very understanding manager who actually lets me leave early for rehearsal or performances every day, because I have to leave a little bit early. But I also was working for them when I was living in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it was the same. You know, they always worked around my rehearsal schedules, so it works out really well, actually.
Well, that's excellent. That's excellent. All right, well, very good. So, and you said that you have to find stuff that's metro accessible because you don't have a car.
That's
so
right.
So you take the metro and the bus every day to the theater? Is that how you get there?
Well, that's how I was getting there.
Oh.
And the very generous Matthew Hartman decided to give me a lift.
Oh.
He lives just across the river.
Wow. How generous.
Very generous. You know, very, very thoughtful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I now have a ride every day, both ways.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That is excellent.
Makes it just, you know, a dream.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Nicole. I appreciate you talking to us for the podcast here.
Thank you.
So we are now here with
David James,
who plays
Owen Musser.
Yes. And so, David, how did you get involved with this production of The Foreigner?
Well, I have always wanted to work at the Little Theater of Alexandria because I've heard a lot of great things. I've been to the facility, and I don't think there's any better facility in community theater. And I showed up at auditions. I didn't know much about the show. I didn't even audition for any particular role. I had a son who worked on this production in high school. I picked his brain a little bit, and he told me that there was a role that I might be able to do effectively. And when I found out what it was, I tried not to take too much offense to my parenting. But when I went into auditions, I did a comedic monologue from Lovers and Other Strangers, mm-hmm. and Frank asked me if I did accents, and I said, well, I'll do any accent you want, and he asked me to do a few, and I think he liked my Southern, and he started to concentrate on the role of Owen Musser, and I was very, very pleased to be awarded the role, and sunk my teeth into it, and had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely pulled off, man. We've had crowds booing you at the end of the show. They hate your character so much.
That's a barometer of success.
Yeah,
for me.
Definitely. So how is this? You know, what's your theater background? I mean, did you go to school for theater? Have you been doing this for a long time, or is this your first show? And what's your?
Well, when I got out of high school, I wasn't really quite sure what I was going to do. This is back in 1972. I drove ambulances for a year. That convinced me that I didn't want to do that.
Mm.
So I enrolled in the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in New York City, graduated and did theater for 8 years in New York City.
Wow.
Moved down to Maryland, the DC area, back in 77, where I was just going to take a summer off because generally you do summer sock, and I had nothing lined up. I wound up doing some dinner theater and wound up staying here for 2 years just doing theater, met my wife, and got married, and then I left the theater for about 16, 17 years while I raised a family. And then one day I woke up and I missed it, and I auditioned in 1995 for Dracula and got the role of Renfield. And then I sporadically worked for a few years in between work. I took another 6 years off for medical reasons, and I saw this audition in the paper and I went for it, and I'm just happy to share some time on stage again.
Yeah. You has it been living up to your expectations?
I would say it's beyond my expectations. I have to say, when I wrote my bio, the first thing I said is I was very pleased to work with these exceptional people, and I didn't really know everybody that well, but I was pleased to work with them, and I am humbled, actually, to be part of this cast. And, you know, for community theater, a lot of people don't really realize that there is some serious talent out there, and when you put it all together like this cast, something really bigger can happen, and I think the show is as good as any professional company I've worked with, and I've worked with some good companies.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for talking to us, David, and break a leg and the rest of the run here.
And our stage managers are just beautiful to look at.
Aren't they fantastic?
Unbelievable.
It's just unbelievable how.
Unbelievable.
Thanks again for listening, everybody. This has been Matt Hartman for The Foreigner at Little Theater of Alexandria. Once again, if you want to get tickets, you can call the box office at 703-683-0496 or go to thelittletheater.com. Tickets are selling fast, so make sure you get yours and you don't miss the show. Thanks so much for everybody who helped out with the podcast and everyone who's come to see the show. We've had a lot of great responses from the audience, and we really appreciate it. So thanks a lot, everybody. Take care.